Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up tonight, music in the family way, viewpoints on America, and a little Barbara goes down like butter. At intermission, South Pacific becomes South Pathetic in a war story from our friend Michael Bird at Norton. Lights are dimming in our virtual lobby, so please turn off your cell phones, look for the nearest emergency exit, and put on your roller skates, because our overture is from Andrew Lloyd Webber's 1987 locomotive fairy tale, Starlight Express.
This is control! This is control!
Lloyd Webber couldn't get the rights to Thomas the Tank Engine, so he came up with his own version. That was the overture to Starlight Express, the rock musical in which all the actors wore roller skates, because they were all playing trains. Up next, three very different reactions to the discovery that one is in the family way. First, from the 1971 Best Musical winner Two Gentlemen of Verona, the two gentlemen in question are in fact ladies, Lucetta and Julia, who needs to tell Proteus that he's going to be a father. After that, Mame has encouraged her assistant Gooch to go out and live a little, and a very visibly pregnant Gooch comes back to ask her what's next. And after that, Lizzie feels her baby kick for the first time and sees the bigger picture in The Story Goes On, from Baby. All three of these recordings are from our vinyl vault.
If I were a young man, I wouldn't be pregnant.
In
if I were a young man, I wouldn't be pregnant.
I think, madame, that you should tell him, write a letter made of vellum. Tell him, tell him, tell him, tell him, write it down.
Dear Proteus, I hate you, father, but you know you'll be a father. No, I think I'd rather tell him personally.
Personally? But he's in Milan.
Well,
in Milan, we can't go to Milan.
Is about to be dead.
I'm not a young man, so I never can travel. I'm not a young man, so I never can travel. It's not safe for girls to go off. Men can show off. Girls can't go off.
Throw off all the fears you have. We'll dress like men.
I see. Yeah. Cuanto, cuanto me gusta. The hens become a rooster.
And a booster on your pilgrimage to love.
He's dressed like a young man.
How
lucky that scarecrow. He's dressed like a young man. Take the clothes right off that scarecrow. Dame, dame la camisa. Dame, dame la camisa. Dame, dame pantalones. Dame, dame pantalones. Dame, dame un sombrero. Dame, dame la corbata. Dame, dame calzoncillos.
My wings resolutely spread, Mrs. Burnside, and my old inhibition shed, Mrs. Burnside. I did each little thing you said, Mrs. Burnside. I lived, of a drop of my bodice and soften the shape of my brow. I followed directions and made some connections, but what do I do now? Who'd think this Miss Prim would have opened a window as far as her whim would allow? And who would suppose it was so hard to close it? Oh, what do I do now? I polished and powdered and puffed myself. If life is a banquet, I stuffed myself. I had my misgivings, but went on a field trip to find out what living's about. My thanks for your training. Now I'm not complaining, but you left something out. Instead of wandering on with my lone remorse, I have come back home to complete the course. Oh, what do I do? Mrs. Burnside, I travel to hell in my new veneer. And look what I got. but still I'll defend you as guide and instructor. Would I recommend you? And how? Although I was leery, I thrived on your theory that life can be a woe. You said there's nothing wrong with a harmless smooch, so I'm gonna call him Burnside Gooch. Oh, what do I do now?
The tale my mother told me, that tale that was much too dull to hold me. And this is the surge and the rush she said would show. Our story goes on. Oh, I was young, I'd forgot that things outlived. My goal was the kick that life would give me. And now, like a joke, something moves to let me know. Our story goes on, and all these things I feel and more, my mother's mother felt, and hers before. Chain of life begun upon the shore of some dark sea has reached me. And now I can see the chain extending. My child is next in a line that has no ending. And here am I, full of life, that her child will feel when I'm long gone. And thus it is, our story goes on and on and on. And on and on.
Calloway sang The Story Goes On from David Shire and Richard Maltby Jr.'s 1983 musical, Baby. Before that, Jane Connell is about to welcome Little Burnside to the world in Gooch's song from Jerry Herman's 1966 MAME. And we started out with a conundrum for Diana Davila and Alex Elias, two young ladies who end up as Two Gentlemen of Verona from 1971. Up next, the closing report. The revival of Dames at Sea is about to close on Broadway. Here's Bernadette Peters in the original cast recording.
Pitter patter, what's the matter with me? Pitter patter, rain is all that I see. Where is my raincoat? It's here somewhere. I wear a raincoat, the weather's fair, but ever since I saw him depart, it's been raining, raining in my heart. Where are my robbers to ford the storm? What good are robbers outside its warm? But ever since heaven fell apart, it's been keep me dry. It won't help if the sunshine should start, 'cause it's raining in my heart.
Where is the raincoat?
La, 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 la.
It's here somewhere.
On Sunshine Lane, a fairy palace in disguise.
I don't see it now. It must be rain that's getting in my eyes. where's my umbrella?
La 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 la.
And where's my guy?
You'll find him.
I need that fella.
La 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 la.
To keep me.
That was Bernadette Peters in her star-making turn from the 1968 musical Dames at Sea by Jim Wise, George Hyamson, and Robin Miller. We'll follow up a show that's closing with music from a show just now hitting it big on Broadway, one of the biggest sellers. It's School of Rock, a musical based on the Richard Linklater movie. This is a poignant little number sung by the kids in the band.
You always talk, talk, talk all the time. You never let me get in a word. I wish I had a dime for every thought I swallowed unheard. No matter what it is that I do, it's like I just can't seem to get through. I've got so much to say. If only you would listen. I've tried every which way, and still you never listen. Can't you see?
Try to explain, not the kid you want me to be. And yet it's all in vain. You just don't wanna see the real me. You think you know what I'm all about,
and yet you just keep shutting me out. I've got so much to share. If only you would listen, you could you care. If only you would listen. I'm not gonna beg you, you'll never see a tear. But I promise one day I'll make you hear.
Yeah, you'll see one day I'm gonna make you hear me.
Cast of the huge hit Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock really want to tell you what's going on with them, if only you would listen. Lights are starting to come up in our virtual house, which means it's time for intermission, where you can take a break and grab a biscuit, because our friend Michael Burdett Norton is here to spill us some South Pacific tea. Here's Michael.
So this is a story about a production that I did while I was a student at Interlochen Arts Academy. That was in, it was in, I think this happened in 2003. So I hope I don't offend anybody by telling this story. But so what happened is we were doing a production of South Pacific. And, you know, South Pacific is a show with this, there's an army, right? It's like kind of really important that there's an army of men. And what happened was we were in rehearsals, things were going well. And, you know, we had adequate, you know, the male-female ratio was fine. And then, you know, I won't go into the details of why, but about, I think there were maybe 11 or 12 men in the cast, and like 7 or 8 of them got expelled the week before the show started. So suddenly we had an army of, and like one of the people is the man who's not in the army. So suddenly we had an army of, I think, like 3, and there were like 14 girls. So we like scrambled around and like tried to turn it into some kind of like review thing. And then like people were like doubling costumes, and like all of a sudden it was like this total fiasco performance of like the harmonies were like 4-part harmonies and there were like 3 of us singing it. So it just like, it just like the thing just like crumbled in our hands. And I think we started calling it like South Pathetic. I don't know. In the end, like there were really lovely songs from it. Like, you know, it's a pretty show. But like the numbers of like There's Nothing Like a Dame were just like, they needed some help. They needed some help. Oh, and we doubled with some, I think some women became army people too, actually. I think that's how we did it. Oh, I don't know. It was so sad. It was great. It was fantastic. That's the kind of thing you love in theater. The show must go on even without the men.
Only in theater do you say, it was so sad, it was great. And there you have it. The show must go on, whether you got the full cast or not. From the original Broadway soundtrack of South Pacific, here's Nothing Like a Dame, and imagine what this song would have sounded like without any men.
We got sunlight on the sand, we got moonlight on the sea. We got mangoes and bananas you can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games.
What ain't we got?
We ain't got days.
We get packages from home.
We get movies, we get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper
and advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with perfume.
We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We have nothing to put on a clean white suit for.
What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.
We feel restless, we feel blue.
We feel lonely and in brief.
We feel every kind of feeling but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame. Nothing else is built the same. Nothing in the world
has a soft and wavy frame like a silhouette of a dame.
Suppose a dame ain't bright, or completely free from flaws,
or as faithful as a bird dog,
or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they got. There is nothing you can name that is anything like
books like a dame, and nothing looks like a dame. There are no drinks like a dame, and nothing thinks like a dame. Nothing acts like a dame, or attracts like a dame. There ain't a thing that's wrong with any man here that can't be cured by putting him near a girl.
From our vinyl vault, the cast of South Pacific sang Nothing Like a Dame. Thanks to Michael Burdett Norton for the great story, as I'm sure his fellow castmates thanked him for not getting expelled. Join in with Michael and tell us your musical theater war story. Send an email to ipr@interlochen.org or leave it on our comment line at 231-276-4444. Lights are flickering now in the virtual lobby. We'll wave goodbye to Michael. Come back anytime, Michael. Let's get on with Act Two. We'll kick it off with some perspectives on America, kind of delivered from the outside. First, from recent Puerto Rican immigrants in West Side Story, and then we'll hear about how America is not Europe in a tune from Sail Away. Both of these are on vinyl.
roam if you're not put off by the continental coffee that arrives on your breakfast tray. You'll have learned a little something from the bad old world when you're back in the USA. You're a long, long way from America. Be prepared to face the worst. While guitars are strumming, the Yanks are coming. You'll find the plumbing rather frightening at first. You need not suspect if you've had enough injections. Every fish dish that comes your way, you'll have learned a little something from the bad old world. Can't do more than sex can to consolidate us.
Don't let the status quo go. Help those dollar bills be loyal, brave, and true to the traditions of the USA.
All together now.
Get up, greenbacks, stay. Let's keep us prepared if we should go astray. Don't expect in ancient nations or search the population.
Songs that are about America, but really about modern American conveniences. Elaine Stritch and Company performed A Long, Long Way from America by Noel Coward from Sail Away. And Cheetah Rivera and the original cast of West Side Story sang Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein's America. And now a couple of pieces that link to Barbara Streisand. She made her Broadway debut as the secretary Miss Marmelstein in I Can Get It For Your Wholesale. And she later starred in the movie version of On a Clear Day, You Can See Forever. Now we'll hear Barbara Harris on the original Broadway soundtrack demonstrating how she can psychically encourage flowers to open. Both recordings are from our vinyl vault.
Miss Marmelstein!
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 Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein! Miss Marmelstein!
Miss Marmelstein!
Miss Marmelstein!
Miss Marmelstein!
Miss Marmelstein!
Miss Marmelstein!
All the girls get called by their first names right away. They get cozy into May. Do you know what I mean? Nobody calls me, hey baby doll,
Miss Marmelstein,
or honey dear,
Miss Marmelstein,
or sweetie pie,
Miss Marmelstein.
Even my first name would be preferable, though it's terrible. It might be better, it's Yetta, or perhaps my second name, that's Tessie, spelled T-E-S-S-Y-E. But no, it's always Miss Marmelstein. Miss Marmelstein? You think at least Miss M they could try. Miss Marmelstein?
Miss Marmelstein?
Miss Marmelstein?
Miss Marmelstein?
Miss Marmelstein? Oh, I could die. I'm a very willing secretary. Enjoy my work as my employer will corroborate. Except for one disappointment, one fly in the ointment. It's great, I mean simply great, but the aggravation of my situation. I might as well get it off my chest. Is the drug appellation. Pardon the big words I apply, but I was an English major at CCNY. The drug appellation with which I am persistently addressed. Persistently, perpetually, continually, inevitably addressed. Believe me, it could drive a person positively psychosomatic. Why is it always Miss Marmalstein?
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Other girls get called by their nicknames right away. Slightly naughty or risque, do you know what I mean? No! Nobody calls me Coochie Coo.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or Bubba.
Miss Marmalstein.
Or Passion Pie. Even Hey There Babe, though not respectable, ain't so objectable. It's kind of crummy, but chummy. Course if I got married, that would do it. So where's the lucky guy? Huh? Till then, it still is Miss Marmalstein.
Miss Marmalstein!
Every day I get more and more fussed.
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
Miss Marmalstein!
I could bust.
Flowers right here.
You haven't got a thing to fear.
What if someone should see?
There's no one here but you and me.
You mean talk just as if they were in this ground. Okay, but please turn around. Hey, buds below, up is where to grow, up with which below can't compare with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Down a hole takes an awful toll. What with not a soul there to share with. Hurry, it's lovely up here. Wake up, bestir yourself. It's time that you disinter yourself. You've got a spot to fill. And what a gift package of shower, sun, and love. You be met above everywhere with fondled and sniffed by millions who drift by. Life here is rosy if you're cozy.
Yeah.
R-S-V-P-Peonies pollinate the breeze, make the queen of bees hot as brandy. Push up azalea, don't be a failure. Come on and see the hoot we're giving. Come on and see the grounds for living. Come poke your head out. Open up and spread out. Hurry, it's lovely.
Barbara Harris amazed her psychiatrist by successfully telling the flowers to hurry up and come out. That number from Alan J. Lerner and Burton Lane's 1965, On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. Barbara Streisand sang the song in the movie version a couple of years later, and I think she still thinks she can do that, like in real life. Before that, Barbara made her debut wondering why nobody calls her anything but Miss Marmelstein in I Can Get It For You Wholesale. And now it's time for our 11 o'clock number. Tonight's is from the groundbreaking musical Hallelujah Baby by Jewel Stein, Adolph Green, and Betty Comden. It was one of the first musicals to take American racism head on, and it made Leslie Uggams a star. She decides that now's the time to move on with her life and start connecting with the world.
I'll get out of my little room. I'll get out of my tight and tiny little room. I'll get out in the open air. Meet the gang and meet myself out there. Start connecting with the world out there. Now's the time, now's the time. I'll go walking on down the road. Join the talking and squawking, walking down the road. Want to be in that happy place where the faces look like one big face. That's the place I want to see my face. Now's the time, now's the time. No more singing for myself. No more going it myself and all alone. Gotta sing for everyone's supper, not just my own. I'll get out of my little room. Say goodbye to my tight and tiny little room. Say hello to the open air. Just can't wait to meet myself out there. Here I come to join the world.
Want to be in that happy place.
Leslie Uggams is going to sing for everyone's supper, not just her own, in her 11 o'clock number from Hallelujah Baby. Now's the time. The show won the Best Musical Tony in 1967, and Leslie won for Best Leading Actress. Now it's time for the finale of our show from Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express.
You could be converted.
What do you mean?
Rebuilt with a new and better form of power.
You mean I could be converted to steam?
Sure could. And with steam, you'd be on your own control.
Engines must obey control! Engines must obey control! Do what you're told!
Shay control!
Diesel is for unbelievers. Electricity is wrong. Steam has got the power that will pull us along. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. The inside might be as black as the night, but there's a light. Coming.
We see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah!
We see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah!
When that angel Gabriel goes his magic too, we see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, yeah!
We see the light at the end of the tunnel. So let the water.
That was the finale to Andrew Lloyd Webber's Starlight Express, The Light at the End of the Tunnel. which they want to see, because they are trains. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Many thanks to Ted Raciak for donating the entire contents of our vinyl vault, from which most of our show came today. Michael Culler engineered the show. Sally Isley is our executive producer. Thanks also to Michael Bird at Norton for his South Pacific War story. We'd love to hear your musical theater story. Find out how to tell it at our website, interlockinpublicradio.org. See you in the aisles.